She keeps them always in a pretty cabinet. Heavenly cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time of limitation, you can't take caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily
on this day in 1971, Queen appeared in England. The first gig with the lineup of Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor, John Deacon, of course, the classic Queen lineup. Their very first show played on this day back in 1971, and that their very first hit, Killer Queen. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quickly, the president is tweeting this morning. Nothing on Colin Kaepernick yet. But four tweets this morning from the president. President saying, people are fleeing New York like never before. If they own a business, they are twice as likely to flee. And if they are a victim of harassment by the AG of the state, like what they are doing to our great NRA, which I think will move quickly to Texas, where they are loved, tweet two, Texas will defend them and indemnify them against political harassment by New York State and Governor Cuomo. So many people are leaving New York for Texas and Florida that it is totally under siege. First, New York taxes you too high, then they sue you just to complete the job. Like a second after that, Mark Levin has written a big number one best-selling book called Conspicuously and Accurately, Unfreedom of the Press. It's a great book that tells it like it is, fake news and all. Keep this book number one, says the president. And finally, just a few minutes ago, as most people are aware, according to the polls, I won every debate, including the three with crooked Hillary Clinton, despite the fact that in the first debate, they modulated the sound on me and got caught. This crew looks somewhat easier than crooked, but you never know, question mark. Those the tweets this morning from President Trump thus far. 888-900-9966, excuse me, is the phone number. Glenn in Dansville is on the line. Glenn, you're on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning. Great topics this morning. I had to weigh in on the China trade policy a little bit.
Yes.
Your guest alluded to this, and I think it's really important to keep it in the conversation, is what is the American consumer gaining or losing for that $400 a year in extra cost because of tariffs?
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that what we're gaining or losing are entire industries, like the steel industry. It went away while people saved $50 on a bicycle at Walmart or whatever. You know, we're decimating our economy to save the average consumer $400. It just doesn't make sense, and I think we have to keep that in the conversation.
Yeah, and there has been some movement on that end. You know, about a year ago when some of those steel tariffs went in, there was a steel plant in Illinois, central Illinois, I believe, that reopened after being shuttered for a while. So there's some real movement in some of those industries. And as you said, tariffs are at the end a tax. And so what do you get for it, right? What do you give? What do you take? And so that is definitely part of the equation. Glenn, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling in the Steve Gruber Show. 888-900-9966. I'll say it right. Kamala Harris showing a big boost in the new CNN poll, up to 17% support, 5 points behind Joe Biden. John McCormick over at National Review getting this straight, because there are people yesterday, I saw this, an MSNBC clip where two Democratic operatives were claiming that Harris never called for a return to busing, federally mandated school busing to different communities. She did, explicitly. On Sunday, John McCormick writes, Kamala Harris expressed support for new federally mandated busing policies on Sunday. Quote, I support busing. Listen, the schools of America are as segregated, if not more segregated, today than when I was in elementary school, where states fail to do their duty to ensure equality of all people, and in particular, where states create or pass legislation that created inequality. There's no question that the federal government has a role and a responsibility to step up. McCormick writes, Harris still has not been specific about what exactly the federal government should do. Polling numbers on forced busing are bleak. NPR notes, a 1973 Gallup poll found that while a majority of Americans favored school integration, just 5% believe busing was the best way to do it. That went across racial lines. Just 4% of whites and 9% of African Americans thought busing was the best way to do it. Americans thought other policies should be focused more on and would do a better job of achieving school integration, like changing school district boundaries to bring together students from different social, racial, and economic groups. More affordable housing in middle-class neighborhoods. Now, that's a 1973 poll. A generation later, 1999, 82% of Americans said they favored letting students go to their neighborhood schools over busing. And another idea, again, that would solve this, well, I don't say solve is a big word, that would help, is increased school choice. Allowing parents, and we have that here in Michigan for the most part, right? Thankfully, I'm from Illinois, where we have no school choice whatsoever. Here it's better. But a more robust choice system in many states, giving parents the power to choose where students go to school, where their children go to school, likely would help this integration issue that Kamala Harris is talking about. And by the way, school busing did very little, studies show, back in the day, to actually solve or alleviate that problem. So a return to it, I'm not sure what good it would do, but that's the price, as I said, of Harris kind of nailing Joe Biden down during that debate on the busing issue. She's now forced to support, literally support, a return to federally mandated school busing. We'll see how long it lasts. Harris has flip-flopped on a few things so far in the campaign. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine's a Michigan-owned and operated business that employs your friends and neighbors who build the very best water treatment systems right here. Now you have a chance to win a brand new reverse osmosis drinking water system from Wolverine. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com to get started. Click on the Wolverine contest button. Set up for your free water test and get registered to for your chance to win an RO drinking water system worth $2,700. Nothing more important than pure drinking water. No better place to make that happen than Wolverine. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Wolverine contest button. Set up for your free water test and get registered for your chance to win an RO drinking water system worth $2,700. stevegruber.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.